You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me today. And I'm just grateful that you're listening. And I pray, this is my prayer, I prayed just a few minutes ago, that this will be helpful and encouraging to you. And speaking of prayer, that's what we're talking about right now. And I want you to realize that prayer works, and that prayer, whatever your current situation is, pray about it. And what happens is prayer enters the future. Prayer sets the future. I cannot change the now, but as I move out of the now, I can have my future prepared through prayer. And we articulate this principle in this way: your future is paved through prayer. So if you think about that, your future is paved through prayer. It's like a road that you're traveling on, your life, your journey. And it's paved through prayer. And if you're not out ahead praying, you could run out of road, so to speak. You know, there'll be a barricade up, you know, under construction, stop here. And you want to stay ahead. Or it could just be a rough road ahead that could have been paved in prayer. So again, your future is paved in prayer. Don't let just whatever happen to you. Pray. And don't let your undesirable attributes, aspects of your life right now, don't let those just continue and set up camp. Pray. And if you want your now that is good and desirable to be preserved, continued, sustained, then pray. So don't just live this life prayerless. Make sure that we're going through life praying and staying ahead of things through prayer. Your future is paved through prayer. Now, there are essentially two types of prayer. There's reactive prayer and proactive prayer. So reactive prayer, it's powerful. It's necessary. It's actually kind of almost constant. And I'm so grateful that we can pray reactively. So something happens, something shows up, you react to that and you pray. The other type of prayer that I want to kind of nudge you toward is proactive prayer. It's preemptive. It's where you get ahead of things. And I believe that through proactive prayer, you could actually avert some things, avoid some things. Here's a thought. The tow truck will come, but it's better to not need it. So the tow truck is reactive, but it would be better if you'd had the proactive preventative maintenance that, you know, you took care of your tires and kept them properly inflated and regularly rotated them. And if the tread got low or bare, that you got new tires rather than blow out a tire and then reactively, I need the tow truck. It's better. Now, thank God, tow truck will come, but it's better to not need it. So stay ahead of things preemptively, preventatively. So, you know, think about the car road analogy there, the tires, the gas, the oil changes, you know, all the things that you need to do to be preventative, preemptive. And prayer can actually do that. So again, your future is paved in prayer. Prayer prepares your future. And my question in my mind is, what could be averted? What could be avoided? What could be overcome through prayer, by getting ahead of things in prayer? What could be better prepared? What things could be in place if I go ahead and pray? You know, so there's, you know, always, you know, junk, critters, thieves and bandits, so to speak, in your path, you know, lurking. And what if those could be averted, chased away through prayer? Or what are you working on? You know, I, as a pastor, I have a lot of meetings that I have to go into. I have services I conduct, you know, weddings, funerals, and then preaching every week, staff meetings. And I can prepare myself the message, the content. I can prepare that. But I even pray, God, help me to prepare this. But then also get ahead and ask God to precede you and be ahead of you so that things are prepared as I go into it. You know, the atmosphere, the hearts of people, the situation, things in place, and, you know, pray ahead of time. I'm praying, you know, for services on a Sunday that, you know, people will, there won't be impediments in their way, that nothing would block them from coming, that they'll have safe travel and so forth. So get ahead of things in prayer. And the question in my mind is, what things could be changed? What could be averted, avoided, overcome, better prepared, things in place through prayer by getting ahead? And remember that Jesus went from place of prayer to place of prayer with miracles in between. And I just, as I kind of observe it, believe that a lot of Jesus' prayer was proactive, that he was getting ahead of things, certainly reactive as well, and kind of restorative, because, you know, Jesus and the depth and weight of the and intensity of the ministry that he conducted, the warfare that he encountered spiritually and politically and, you know, socially, it was so draining. So I'm sure some of it is reactive, restorative. But I just, in my mind and observation, I just think that Jesus was proactively going from place of prayer to place of prayer with miracles in between. George Mueller, he cared for over 10,000 orphans in his life in Bristol, England, back in the 1800s, known for praying, known for seeing answered prayer. I love this quote. Listen to this. He said, "I live in a spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk about, when I lie down, and when I rise up. And the answers are always coming." Hear that again. I live in a spirit of prayer. I pray as I walk about, when I lie down, and when I rise up. And the answers are always coming. Holy wow. You know, that challenges me and moves me that I want to live more and more in a spirit of prayer, that I'm praying reactively and proactively as I walk about and when I lie down and when I rise up. And if he did it for George Mueller, he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. The answers are always coming. So why don't we turn up our prayer lives? Why don't we live in that spirit of prayer, more consistent prayer, walking, lying down, rising up, whatever we're doing, driving. And I think as we turn up our prayer life, we'll see that the answers are coming more and more frequently and consistently. Hey, again, it's not prayer that you need. It's God that you need. And prayer connects you with God. God is your strength. And he is with you, but he will also go before you. Numerous promises in the Word of God that he would go ahead of us. And let's stay connected with God through prayer. And wherever you're headed today, show up, prayed up. Show up, prayed up. Get ahead of things in prayer. Don't just, "Oh, I'm here." I'm telling you, your anxiety will be less, your peace will be more. Your confusion will be less, your confidence will be greater. As you precede things in prayer, show up, prayed up. Whatever it is, whatever appointment or situation or reunion, or you're coming home or you're going to work or headed to the store, show up, prayed up. And the best place to get prayed up is beside still waters early every day. Start your day that way. Continue your day that way. And I tell you what, I believe with all my heart, it's going to impact your day today, today. Thank God for the privilege of prayer. And prayer works, my friend. So pray, pray. The best way to learn to pray is to pray. So whatever's on your heart, whatever's on your mind, whatever you're dealing with or the people around you're dealing with, pray about it. Let's watch what God will do. Thank you again for joining me today. So we've talked about prayer. I pray this is a blessing and encouragement to you. And we'll see you the next time. God bless you until then on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.